to me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me
there. Hello and welcome to part 2 of 5 in our series exploring the mandate of the Labour Market Reform Commission, LMRC. Last week, we heard from Chairman of the Commission, Dr. Marshall Hall, on the significance of reforms in Jamaica's labour market, essentially for us to have sustainable growth. We also explained that the Commission is tasked with reviewing existing policies and practices in 5 areas of the labour market and making recommendations for their modernisation. This in order to enhance Jamaica's economic competitiveness. The 5 areas are education and training, productivity, technology and innovation, labour policies and legislation, social protection and industrial relations. Last time, Chair of the Education and Training Subcommittee, Dr. Wayne Wesley, explained how Jamaica's educational offerings must be adjusted to meet the demands of its changing labour market. Today, we hear from Deputy Chairman of the Commission and Chair of the Productivity, Technology and Innovation Subcommittee, Silburn Clark. He shares why it's important for Jamaica to be able to utilise the latest in technology and innovation.
Let's look at our technology. How do we build technology, create technology, and how do we move that technology into firms so that firms can be created and through that process create jobs? How do we innovate in that if you don't change and improve your processes of doing business on a day-to-day basis, you're getting behind the eight ball compared to your competitors and rivals, the rest of the world, who are innovating and changing and improving their processes.
Mr. Clark says Jamaica's public debt and unemployment rate are compounded by our dependence on external markets. The Productivity, Technology and Innovation Subcommittee will seek to address these, among other issues, under 5 broad categories.
To recommend programs and services for increasing international competitiveness of SMEs in particular. To draft policies and programs intended to strengthen and accelerate Jamaica's capacity for technology generation, technology adoption, and technology transfer. Thirdly, to recommend policies to improve public sector efficiency and performance in support of enhancing the labor market and consequently through those efforts to enhance economic growth and development. Fourthly, to enhance Jamaica's labour market information systems to the extent that our information on labour market supply and demand is deficient, then to that extent, employers, employees, investors, policymakers don't have the best tools to be able to make their decisions. And finally, how do we strengthen and modernize the Jamaica Productivity Center, JPC, to be able to allow it to play a transformational role in relation to all those 4 other areas that we discussed before?
Within these 5 areas, the quantity and quality of the workforce will be comprehensively assessed.
So we have to analyze qualitatively what our 1 million members of the labor force look like. Secondly, the quantity of the workforce. So if we want to expand jobs by 100,000 in the next 5 years, for instance, where are those talent going to come from? And what is the quality of that talent that can allow for that expansion in employment and in incomes?
Deputy Chairman of the Labour Market Reform Commission and Chair of the Productivity, Technology and Innovation Subcommittee, Silburn Clark. Already, the HeartTrust NTA is modernizing and adjusting its educational offerings. In fact, just recently, it organized the inaugural National Research Day to showcase emerging careers in logistics, skilled labor, the hotel and tourism industry, business process outsourcing, and several others. The Research Day formed part of week-long activities for HEART's annual National Career Development Awareness Week. Join us next week when we examine another of the 5 mandates for the Labour Market Reform Commission. Until then, read something new and expand your knowledge.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.